Roger, JP on the phone. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Here on Thursday morning. Oh, that's good, JP.
Yeah.
I know how you're doing. I was asking everybody.
That's not nice.
Every day, 11 to 2. Hey, Monday to Friday, you know. Good to have you guys along. Monica JR in the Tampa studio, and you can see us on Bone TV right here with our producer, Brett.
JR, thanks for sending that show prep again. Appreciate that very much.
Anytime.
Right, thanks.
I just saw it pop in. I didn't get to look at it. Didn't know if it was a repeat from what yesterday or the day before or whatever, or if it was all new stuff.
But no, it's all new stuff.
Yeah. The other day was very violent, sexual, and crime-ridden.
You know, Monica's...
We'll see what he said today.
Monica's must be caught in my junk mail.
Nope, didn't send it.
Oh. Okay. Right. Didn't get filtered out?
To rub it in just a little bit more, I just got here maybe 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Why? What's the matter?
Wow.
It was a thing this morning, and then traffic, so yeah, but...
What thing?
No, I just had some stuff to do this morning.
Oh, I see.
What thing?
Yeah, because you're usually in early.
No. You said it was a thing. Well, what thing?
Nothing. Just errands and stuff.
That's not you. That's not you. You're not doing that. You're not getting caught.
Almost.
Yeah, exactly. It most certainly is, Judge Judy.
Why can't she have things to do that made her run late when she's normally there at like 10 o'clock?
Or why can't I have a thing that I don't talk about on the radio?
Because that's, well, that's a different ballgame, but we don't keep secrets.
Oh. What did your gyno say?
Right. Is it warts?
It's not herpes.
Oh.
This time.
Right.
Again.
Well, no, once you get herpes, it's, you know, forever. So what happened? Why were you?
No, nothing. It's honestly minor. Nothing interesting whatsoever at all. So, mm-hmm. I did have a thing, and that ran a little late, and then...
Did you have a date?
No. At 9 in the morning?
Did you
nothing like those Thursday morning 9 a.m. dates.
What I meant was, did you have somebody sleep over?
No.
You should could have met somebody for coffee.
I could have.
Not probable, but possible.
I wouldn't be against that. Like, that'd be kind of cool, because then there's no obligation, especially if I have to get to work. So it's like, you know, I'll spend an hour and a half or so with you, and then I got to go. And if I like it, I can continue. And if I don't.
Brett's up.
I would do that.
JR, do you know where she was?
Oh, my God. It's really nothing.
No. I really honestly don't know. She doesn't tell me.
She's not telling you anything these days.
Not anymore.
Well, she said it's not interesting. I mean, so why would she say, you know.
You guys are going
to. I had to get the oil changed, and I ran to the grocery store.
I did that yesterday. I got the oil changed yesterday. It went on time. Honestly, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You got to read between the lines. She said she got an oil change. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I got you. I was already there, JR. I was already there.
Ah, yeah.
It's been a while.
How many pet boys did your oil change?
There are cute boys at the oil change place, though. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
How big are their dipsticks? Oh, my goodness.
They rotated
Happy
my
Thursday,
tires,
everybody.
Too.
Oh, man.
There he is, Brett, our producer. He'll be at Side Splitters. Jokes just like that.
Yep. Him and Jackie the Joke Man. They'll rock you a Tuesday night.
Yeah. All right, well, nonetheless, thanks for the prep, JR. And Monica, I understand if you get in a little late. You're usually here like early all the time.
I am. I usually am here definitely early.
Like 10 o'clock in the morning, like an hour before the show?
Yeah, I felt late, even though I obviously wasn't late. I just felt late. You know, that's a horrible feeling.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Not your normal time.
Yeah.
Understood.
What were you, Chucky? You were making faces right before we cracked the mics. You were making faces at your cell phone. What happened?
Last night, Susan, it was like the third night in a row. What's the, last night was Wednesday. Third night in a row, she's spending like 5 hours a night making wedding favors for my cousin.
5 hours?
I don't know why she said yes. It's the wedding we have on St. Patrick's Day. So it's an Irish-themed like dowel stick thing. And, you know, it usually has a pinwheel on the end, but it's just the dowels. And it's like different colored ribbons and lace that's like green and white. And then there's the lace. There's a bell. And it's some sort of Irish tradition like wedding favorite thing.
Okay.
She has to make 150 of them.
This is what you...
And they take 10 minutes each.
This is what you get for letting your wife take crafts classes.
Listen, she's very good at this stuff.
I blame you.
But she said yes. I mean... Right.
How many she got to make?
150, 10 minutes each. And that's how long it takes to put them together.
And
make the 1,500 minutes.
1,500
That would be 25 minutes? Hours just of doing that, not with, having a sip of water. That's 25 hours of just... Putting this stuff on the stick and making it look nice and tying it right and making it go ding a ling.
Is your cousin paying her?
She paid for all the stuff and had it shipped to her because Susan's really good at this stuff. So
right.
She makes it, it looks like the sample.
Okay.
Hers are exactly like what they were hoping it would be.
Okay.
Here it is. And by they, I mean the bride and her mother.
Right. Well, that's great, so, but are they paying your wife? Is she doing 25 hours?
No, she's doing it for them as a, you know, like a little something for
I tell you
for
what, them, for her you wedding. Should be able to subtract money out of the envelope.
Yeah, right. How about there should be none?
Right. Well, agreed. I wholeheartedly agree you shouldn't have to give a gift. 25 hours worth of work, and then you got to get, okay, let's just, what's minimum wage nowadays?
Yeah,
10
right?
bucks an hour?
Yep.
That's $250.
Is it different because she's family? I mean, if it's not her best friend, I mean, with family, you kind of, the rules are kind of different. You kind of have to.
It's my cousin. We know her very, you know, we've known, it's not like a cousin who she never sees, that kind of thing. Very close to me, et cetera. But she didn't have to say yes. I mean, there's no reason she had to, but they asked if she would.
And family.
Right away, she's like, of course, yeah, family, exactly.
25 hours. Oh. Thank you, Tootie. That's a lot.
It sure is. Oof. So this is all, each night, oh, this is it, huh? This Is Us is on. She's trying to make these things while we're watching This Is Us.
Oh, come on.
She's, every night, it's something, you know, whatever. Oh, man, rough. And, of course, Monica, you know, she didn't get anything done during This Is Us because this show is so engaging, JP, that it pulls you out of anything you're in and gets you watching it. And then so that was a wasted hour right there.
It's a good one, too.
Didn't make any of those Irish stick
ringy
things.
You know what? I refused to watch the show simply because my Facebook feed was filled with people saying, and Twitter feed was filled with people, I'm not going to be able to make it through this thing without crying, or I got wine and a box of tissues. And I'm saying to myself, like, what? I just don't understand why.
Yeah. It's an emotional show.
Back in the day when girls would make, you know, tapes for themselves to give them, like, of songs that would give them a good cry or something like that. I'm like, you're all nuts.
I got a playlist.
Did you have a crying mixtape?
I have a playlist right now. You know, sometimes it's just good to wallow in it, and it's tough for you to understand, JP, because you stuff it all down and you just turn it into anger. But like expressing emotions,
that's pretty good analysis.
I go to therapy.
This is our version of therapy. I don't go to an actual therapist, but watching the drama, and by the way, it's not an hour-long cry and we're done. There's ups and downs, and it's a story, and it's like a little mini movie. And in there somewhere, pretty much guaranteed to cry.
I know. I watched a few episodes. I just don't get it. Like, when I'm seeing, posts that say, have my tissues and my wine ready for This Is Us. I'm like,
it's a thing.
What the?
I was ill-prepared this Tuesday. I had no ice cream. I had no tissues. I was very, very disappointed in myself.
Monica said,
have ice cream?
Wiping the drippy nose with the sleeves.
Come here, Palo. You're going to have to do.
Yeah, right. Blowing a snot on a cat.
Oh, it was a crying one, too. So it was a big deal.
You're going to die alone with a snot cat?
So it's only got one. It's got one episode left, and they're putting it on right after the Super Bowl.
They are, and that's what's killing me.
Right.
Well, it's killing me because, I mean, you know, the Super Bowl's upbeat and fun and drinking and a social activity. Yep. I can't from that to This Is Us.
This intense drama where the house just lit on fire.
Well, don't tell people if they didn't.
What do you mean,
don't
tell people? Who didn't watch it?
Well, that's.
If you're watching that show, you haven't watched it by now, you're going to be kidding me. That's all you know.
Did Luke Skywalker?
We're not near the last episode yet.
Did Luke Skywalker die?
I know.
Yes, Luke dies.
He's the only one who survived.
No, Brett, I'm sorry. I'm telling the truth. Luke Skywalker dies in this episode of This Is Us.
Why, he couldn't use the force to save him from a fire?
Right.
Wow, he's weak these days.
I didn't watch. My wife watches it. But every part of the news feed, like in Facebook or whatever, was like, I went. As soon as the show was over, I unplugged everything.
No,
I'm getting a new kitchen. I'm changing the smoke detector.
I went right over to my crock pot and I was like, "How old is this thing? I have no idea."
You know, something happened.
Isn't that something?
There's a news story about the maker of the crock pot comes out and defends itself or something. I was like, "What the hell's going on with these crock pots?"
Yeah, it's a 1980 version crock pot that he turned off, but like it had a faulty switch or something, so it turned on and the curtains lit on fire. And then the thing cuts to wait till next week.
Ah. Did they let a baby die in the fire? Because that's the only way they can make depressing.
Stop. No, there's no babies. There's a dog.
Right. Did the dog die in the fire?
We don't know.
We don't know, there's groundwork being laid about the dog, so
this is real family stuff. Yeah. Like Susan unplugged our toaster oven right away. She doesn't leave it plugged in. She never used to, and now she could let it go. And I was like, you know what? I always used to unplug this. I'm unplugging it now. It's right here. It's right on top of the toaster oven. Plug it in when you need it.
Yeah. I used to mock my ex for being all of like, they're going to burn the house down if you let it. I'm like, that's its job is to cook while we're gone. It's his job. And now.
So wait, this is a fictional show, right? It's not real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing all this after this fictional show is like...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm.
There you go, JR. You're on the same page as me. They're all bat-ass crazy.
The show is that deep. I mean, it gets to you. It's like gets in your head. And I totally believe that people went... And the girls in the office were saying that yesterday. They were like, they're unplugging stuff. It's like curling irons you might leave on to heat up or
it's
whatever.
It's helping.
And they turn it off but leave it plugged in. They're like, no, I'm just unplugging everything.
You know,
really?
We should plug it back
Gina
in. If this place burns down, we'll probably get a couple months, if not longer, down in Tampa.
And, you know, everything here is always plugged in and always on.
Right.
We live in a building that everything is like that.
We should go into the outlets and be like...
Yeah. We just have no crock pots. We need crock pots in this place. Right. It's the only way we're getting to Florida ever.
Go take some of our coupons, go to Bed Bath & Beyond, buy like five of them, plug them in around the building.
Well, not new. No, we got to go to like garage sales on Saturday morning and buy all the old ones from the old people.
Right on. I guarantee you there's a bunch of them on eBay right now.
You're right.
Go to Goodwill. Go to the old places. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. The one that looks exactly like the one on This Is Us is probably going up in value by a mile. People probably want to buy that exact one. And I mean, it's like a 1981 crock pot. You know,
I'm onto something with this place burning down, right?
Well, I mean, that's a little much, but.
I'm not saying
there's a lot of nice people who work here.
I'm not saying we tortured ourselves. I'm saying.
Of course you're not, JP.
If something like that were to happen.
Plug in crock pots overnight when only the robot DJs are here?
We'd probably.
At our other station, where they, you know,
fine by me.
There's only like one person in the building.
You know something? We'd have a couple months down there at least before they had this place fully operational.
Right.
Paul on line one. What's going on?
We never come back.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Hey. All right. What's up?
Hey, I saw a show on Netflix last night called My Next Guest.
Letterman.
Yep.
It's David Letterman, and let me tell you something. I don't know if you like Obama or not, but that man is a class act. I think I'm 59 years old. I see the presidents come and go. They all do something, you know, that people don't like. That's just the way of the world. But what an excellent show. People should watch that, and it has a lot of good, truthful information on it. I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Yeah, I only heard good stuff about it so far, yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I watched it, and I thought Obama came off extremely approachable, funny. I thought Letterman was great at it. And it's basically just the two of them on a stage, face-to-face, in a chair, and just having a talk. And you can tell Letterman was brushed up on all his information. It was a crowd of people. And he's doing all of these interviews in different locations that are apparently important to the person that he's interviewing or... important to Dave, because Dave
so
apparently...
So he talks to Obama in all different places?
No, he talks to Obama in a theater that somehow was important to him from when he was in college, whatever it was. And then he interviewed, I forgot, somebody with the civil rights movement that something about they were coming across a bridge in Alabama and then they got pushed back, but they cut away to him talking to that guy on that bridge halfway through.
Oh, that's great.
I know
he's
trying to get to interview Howard Stern in Indiana, and Howard's like, I ain't going to Indiana. Are you crazy?
Why Indiana?
Because Dave's from Indiana. So like I said.
Oh, it has nothing to do with Howard. Though.
Right, but it has to do with Dave. So he's trying to get Howard out of his, it's the whole thing.
Right.
I think the concept is great. It's good to see Letterman again, because I was a very big fan of David Letterman.
It's just so distracting to watch him now with his beard.
Right.
It drives me nuts.
I agree with you.
Oh my God.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
No matter what he's doing, I'm like, oh, the beard.
You know what else I watched?
Constantly.
I watched, there was a documentary on Jim Carrey about doing, Latka, what was his name?
Oh, yeah, Andy Kaufman.
Kaufman, and how he turned into Andy Kaufman. And a lot of the stuff is interview with Jim Carrey, and he's got that beard, too. He's whacked.
Yeah, he is.
He's absolutely
out of it. He's still funny, though.
But if you watch it, you might not like him anymore. Like,
Wow. See, I liked him with Seinfeld in Comedians, Cars, Getting Coffee that you mentioned so many times. I watched a whole bunch of him last weekend. He was really good in that.
He's a little wacky.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. Tony, online, too. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? You talked about playlists, and I kind of hate to admit this, but 15 years ago, I went through a rough divorce, and I didn't know how to download songs. I gave a list of country songs to a buddy of mine to download them, and he's like, what are you doing with this? And I said, I just want to make a CD, and he says, this is just for you, right? I'm like, yeah, why? Because if this CD ever got out to the general public, it would be responsible for more suicides in the United States.
Right.
Because they were just sappy, you know, country songs.
Right, but why would you do that to yourself?
I'm a lot like you.
Yeah.
Been through therapy for years, and you just, mm-hmm. you know, you go through tough times like that, and you, things hit you hard.
See, I understand that, but I...
But you wouldn't want to sit in a pool of sad songs, but Tony would. So you may be similar in one way, but you're very different in another way.
Yeah, there's no way. I'd be putting on Slayer or something to, like, get me out of my funk. Something. You know? I'm certainly not going to sit there and, like, in a pool of sorrow.
I have that too, though. I had my sit there some days when I just want to cry and get all the emotion out. Mm-hmm. But then I had five other lists that were, you know... I have women hear me roar. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to let this get me down. And I have those days, too. But sometimes, and especially, I don't know, as a chick anyway, like, not every single time I have my period. But once in a while, I'll just pick a day, and I'll purposely go get a movie I know is going to make me cry. And I'll just wallow in my own pathetic
sadness. Just to get it out of your system,
yeah.
so to speak?
And then when I'm done, all is well.
Girls are weird.
Girls
so you
got to
go through the stages of grief, like, on your own.
Yeah, and I know when I need to do it. Like, I know when I'm like, oh, it's happening. You know, this is going to happen whether I want to or not.
No woman, no cry. Molly knew you were all crazy, and he wanted to stop it.
Darling, don't shed no tears. No woman, no cry.
Why do I think of an outdoor deck on a beach?
Yes.
Right?
You're exactly right. I want to be at the beach right
at 5:30
now.
In the afternoon.
Sun's about
and
to
here's
set.
The thing. It is
Tiki
very,
torches.
It is very difficult to be in a bad mood with Bob Marley. Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Yep. Definitely doesn't fit that mood.
You know?
It's beach. This just screams beach. Any Marley equals beach. I'll make girls.
Oh, puts me in a good mood instantly.
Or
and I'm not a big reggae fan or anything, but Marley, there's just, you know.
All you need. You know what?
There's a certain feel to it.
And this is a whole different discussion. Any CD collection, yeah, I'm going to date myself.
Mm-hmm.
Any CD collection needs to have a certain, like there are CDs
mm-hmm.
and albums
yeah.
that anybody who calls himself anything that resembles a music fan has to have.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marley's greatest hits mm-hmm. happens to be one of them.
Absolutely right.
You know?
Even if you could narrow it down to 10, it's probably one of them that you should have.
I wonder, do we do a starting five here? Oh, we're going to be here for
five.
We'll be here for a week.
Right.
That's funny.
We'll be here for a week.
I mean, if you're a music fan, CDs you should have, there's probably 100. And then you probably can narrow it down from 100. That's what it seems like. There's so many that are just seminal CDs you have to have. If you like music in general.
Right.
You know, you have to have Thriller. You just have to.
You do? Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No, I don't
you
have it.
You don't, you, yeah, you, I don't
I,
either. But
I mean,
you.
I used to have it.
If you want to have the perfect collection of just the most amazing,
the biggest
giant, then you got to have. You know, and you got to have Marley's greatest hits for reggae. There's other reggae, but there you go.
It's like, what's universal? It's just universal.
Yeah,
everybody likes it.
Yeah. Are they all greatest hits albums then?
Yeah,
yes.
You know, because I would say...
Yeah, very well could be.
Okay, well, Thriller would be probably the one.
It's almost the greatest hits on its own.
Thriller.
Yeah.
As far as we're going mass appeal, because if we go rock, you got to have Back in Black.
Yeah,
and
no.
Mass appeal?
Yeah, okay. Mass appeal music.
I think
there's some rock in there, but there's pop. There's huge pop albums
I think you got to go this.
Mm-hmm.
Marley, I think you probably have to go Journey.
How about
greatest hits?
How about Guns N' Roses?
Maybe.
That's why I just said that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but like, you know, somebody who's like Monica's not going to have Appetite for Destruction.
I might have
thing.
A song or two, but not the whole. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. These are the albums that you could listen straight through.
Yeah, but if you have to have like Elvis and the Beatles' greatest hits, I don't know if Journey's going
to
make it.
I don't need to have Elvis.
Because then, like country music, you need, you know, what do you need? You need Johnny Cash's
greatest hits.
Garth Brooks, right?
I don't think you need to cross.
Willie Nelson, you know, whatever. And just a cover
yeah,
of the music.
I guess it's all way individual because I'm not going to have any Garth Brooks.
It's not your personal taste. It's here's the CDs you need to understand a broad spectrum of music like that everybody would know. You know, it's mainstream enough, but it covers... You know, all different types of music. I mean, what about the hit stuff besides Michael Jackson?
There's
some gigantic things that need to be in there.
Billy Joel's greatest hits is
Billy Joel, boom. That's got to be in there. Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you're doing 100, that would definitely make it. If you're doing 10, I don't know.
I know, 10, for sure.
Yeah, no, that one's
Think about it. You probably need something from Madonna in there. You probably need something from...
I don't.
No, it's not personal, I'm saying.
I'm making it personal, and I don't need I don't need Garth Brooks either.
And I have no problems with all of them, and including, you know, some, maybe not Appetite. Does Guns N' Roses have a best of?
I'm sure they do.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they do, right?
I would absolutely have that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to realize the majority of it is going to be Appetite for Destruction, right. A couple of songs like from Use Your Illusion 1, a couple of songs from Use Your Illusion 2.
Just from based on what I like off of both of those, I just assume I would like the rest.
And Sweet Child. Sweet Child was on Lies, right, Brett?
Sweet Child's on Appetite.
What's the one Sweet that was on? Oh, Patience is on Lies.
Yeah, you always
Patience,
right.
Patience, now come on.
Mm-hmm. Patience and Used to Love Her. Gotta have this.
I know it was their second album, but what about Dexy's Midnight Runners, T-R-I-I?
Right? Your dick, your dick.
T-R-I-I.
It was like the best sophomore album ever.
You know what's funny?
So of all the albums.
We were talking about something yesterday, and as the conversation was going on, I'm sitting there, how do I work in Come On, Eileen? Yes, I swear to God, all my kids yesterday, we were talking about something.
No.
And I was trying to figure out how do we have Come On, Eileen.
Man, it's so weird. It hasn't come up in so long.
It hasn't.
Best sophomore album ever? Brett, is that why you would put it in there?
I would say so, yeah. This was side two.
If you want people to understand the breadth of music.
The last song.
Oh, well. Best last song ever.
It's the last song on the album, and this was the hit.
And somehow, I made it through the entire album.
That's pretty rare.
And went right to this, and...
Well,
you made it through the whole album
somehow. And I'm like, it's got to be something. I mean, it's a good album.
I'm not sure.
But then,
right.
Track 10 came on,
and you said,
and
"Oh,
bam.
Look." Well, thank you, Brett, for completing the most amazing list of music for all people to listen to understand the world of music.
I mean, so we have number one of the starting five, right? This is it.
Did you play?
We
or
all
not?
Can agree. It's universal.
Did you tell your mom we play this in her honor yet?
No, no.
In case anybody's wondering, Rob's mom's name is Eileen.
Yeah, this is not my favorite thing ever.
This was on MTV Classic the other day, and I thought of you and your mom, yes.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
They took MTV Classic out of my cable package.
No.
Yeah. Huh. That's all right, though. I have access. I'm good.
Yeah, access is great.
Yeah.
What's access?
AXS TV.
Yeah. Oh,
AXS. A lot of concerts and documentaries and stuff
Classic
like that.
Classic albums. Everybody except the band talking about the albums.
For example, what do you need about...
Those suck.
What do you need to know about George Michael? I watched the whole hour and a half.
Was there one on him?
What do you need to know?
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
That war that he had with Warner Brothers. Whew, did that take a number on him? That threw a number on him.
I like that you paid attention and retained.
I have watched... I don't care about who the artists are. I have watched every VH1 Behind the Music I could ever get my hands on.
Really?
Every one of them. I even watched the one on TLC.
That one was good.
Yeah.
You never know. Good. You shouldn't watch them judge based on who you like.
Left Eye, burn the house down.
Because the stories of people you may hate musically are really interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Just watch whatever. It's the same with that. Tommy. Comedians and Cars things. I just went through, not according to who I liked, but just to see. And some of them are really good for people I could care less about.
Tommy Lee had a palace of whores. So did CC DeVille from Poison.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't CC DeVille? Right. Should enjoy it while he had it.
So who has more knowledge on this stuff? You or Ted? Because Ted...
Now CC's living in the co-op next to Brett.
He's a great neighbor.
Bitch about the snow.
You know, all the things I complained about, CC being my neighbor is not one of them.
What were you saying, Monica?
Did you know his first name is Charlie?
You could rival Ted then, because Ted has all that kind of knowledge about
Ted has
info.
Like, you know what he has? He has like hits and bands and what their hits were and what number they went to and stuff. I don't know if he knows all the stories.
Background.
You know, like JP's talking about knowing like behind the music episodes.
Gotcha.
You know, 400 of them. You know, and Ted may know some stories, but it's probably just about, you know, some of the pop bands.
Oh.
Like Pow or something.
Char's throwing in Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and she's not wrong, I don't think.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, as far as one of the albums?
The top,
albums?
Yeah.
I was another statistic. Maybe. When he died, I had no Tom Petty on my phone, on the iPod, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
None. But like just a statistic. As soon as he died, I was like, oh, these are good songs.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't you have them already?
Because we're inundated with our other show with on the rock station with Tom Petty.
We play a lot of that.
I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I still can't picture that, but okay.
Yeah, it's not easy.
All right, well, Roger and JP on the bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.